This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
So, hold on. I'm sure I have a sponsor here. Yep, I do. Trash is brought to you by National No Bra Day.
Oh yeah!
Whoa, what?
This isn't real. This isn't just something that, you know.
How about those cans, huh?
Thank you. This is not something just that Nicole's giving me. This is a real day, and of course, it's right in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's not just about comfort, although it is comfortable. It's time for women and men to learn about breast health. It helps remind people that breast cancer is a potentially fatal disease. We're all well aware of what's going on with breast cancer. You know, it's also one of the most preventable forms of cancer. Learn how to spot early warning signs and get an edge in the fight against cancer. All right, so we missed a zillion things. We got our ballots here at the Clarky Clark household.
I voted too.
Yes.
Done.
Yep. Gotta just get that done. There are drop-off locations. There was even a sheet of paper that came with my ballot that said, here are places you can drop this off. And a week or two beforehand, we'd gotten the study guide where you could read both sides, both arguments on every ballot initiative. And
so you're done.
Yeah, we it was
right.
It was kind of fun, too, because, you know, this is Riley's first presidential election that he's voting in. And just we had a good convo on the whole thing. It was fun. And seeing Kanye's name on the ballot. What's his middle name?
I didn't even
Adidas
see it.
Adidas?
Is that right? He was on there? I
yeah,
knew
yeah,
who
yeah.
I was going for. I didn't even, I saw the name.
Well, and also he was kind of, you know, everyone's name's pretty small. So you're just looking for who you're looking for. I'm not going to say
Omari.
Who he was looking for. What is it? Omari?
Omari West. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Make
sure
yeah,
you look
like,
up.
Well, that's the first time
I know.
Cal. So he is, he's actually now, I mean, it's 3 weeks from Election Day. He has just released a presidential campaign ad. And, you know, I will say this. I expected more from Kanye West. I hear that his Sunday services are just, they're, you know, tear jerkers. They're amazing. Like, he's, you know, say what you will about the guy and his mental state. He's one of the most creative out there people. Like, you'd think he's going to be, wants to be president. He's going to go crazy in this. And then, so I'm watching this ad that he put out. And at one point, it does look like the Death Star is in the ad. It's not. It's like a moon shuttle thing. It's sort of like human accomplishment or something, I guess. And it's him in front of a black and white flag. And it's a pretty generic message about praying and faith and family.
All right.
Very, just not, and he doesn't look at the camera. He looks, he's sort of looking off camera and he's reading a teleprompter. It's just, it's about 90 seconds long and really the most boring thing he's ever done. Because he's not, no, oh,
it's
here.
It's his money, destiny. Right?
Yeah.
What is best for our nation, our people? What is just, true justice? We have to think about all these things together as a people. To contemplate our future, to live up to our dream, We must have vision.
Like there's people
we
as a holding people hands underwater. Look, they're, you know, they're praying and doing that. What's that called when you do the sign of the cross?
Sign of the cross.
Yeah,
through prayer, faith can be restored. We as a people
are called. Then there's some preacher or something. Anyway, it's super boring. Oh, there's the Death Star. Did you see the Death Star?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I
look at that. I'm like, oh my God, the Death Star is coming. Somebody quick, elect Kanye. Only Kanye can save us. That was the most exciting moment for me in that. I'm like, oh God, man, the Death Star made it in. Anyway, it's just super vague and idealistic and, you know, good luck, buddy. Okay. I read this story this morning and went, can this possibly be true? I'm going to read you the story. I agree. I don't think so. I'm going to read you this, and you're going to tell me, is it possible that this happened? Three actors who played jewel thieves on NCIS New Orleans are suing CBS. They say that the actors didn't know the show decided to film it guerrilla style, without permits, without alerting the police, or the people at the surrounding businesses who saw the van pull up, an unmarked van, three guys get out wearing ski masks and carrying machine guns and run into the store yelling, this is a robbery. So surprise, one of the neighboring businesses called 911. Cops rushed to the scene and pointed real weapons at the actors who say, we could have been killed if we'd made one false move. And they claim that CBS owes them money, that they're traumatized and CBS owes the money. Can this possibly be true? Vinny Crackhorn.
I'd say it can. I don't know why, because they know all productions, whether it be a TV or film, know the process by which you film in public. So they should have done so in an authorized way, but I also know that if you've got to make a
weekly TV show
and you've got to get a scene done, maybe you do it that way. Maybe that was the fix, was like, look, we got to get this and here's how we can do it.
But here's the thing, cameras, lights, production crews.
But you just said it, guerrilla. Maybe they didn't have all that. I know these.
Well, they had to have some of it.
But look, these, the new cameras, I think the company is called Red. Mm-hmm. These Red cameras are unbelievable, and they're small, and they're being used now in ways that we're not, it's not a regular giant, you know, if you've ever been on a film set, you see what the camera setup looks
like. Yeah, I have like
it's
a total visual.
It's not that at all.
There's
way
reels of film on it. There's a whole thing.
So maybe they were able to do that for that particular scene, and it would have worked in the context of that TV show. But look, everything that I've done in this year, I should say, or for the most part of this year, comes with some COVID thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you go, oh, I'm trying to get a refrigerator. Well, thanks to COVID, you won't be able to get one for 2 months. Oh, I'm trying to get, well, due to COVID, shipping's sketchy. We may not, you know.
So you're saying due to COVID, they decided, let's put these people's lives in danger and not alert the businesses on the
road. Well, I don't think they thought about it that way, but I do think they probably went, we've tried to get a hold of the proper channels and every channel is closed. And we need this shot.
So does CBS owe them money? Because this, I'm sorry, they're not, if they did this and the actors somehow didn't know this was a guerrilla thing, even if they did know, the fact that they wound up facing real weapons, that's terrifying.
Mm. Yeah.
Does CBS owe them money? Is CBS in big trouble for this?
I don't necessarily know that CBS owes them money, but if you want to say that money is the way to fix the trauma they went through, then okay, what's the dollar value of that? Are we talking about $500 or are we talking about $5 million?
I think $5 million. I'm going to go $5 million on
because
this
I know that most people who are farming lawsuits want, you know, that payday, the one that means they never have to work again.
And by the way, that's $5 million per person. Not just $5 million for us to split with our lawyers and in each other. We want some cashola.
It doesn't say what they want?
No, it doesn't say what they're asking for, but they're suing and you know.
What do you think?
I find it hard to believe, and that maybe it's sort of trumped up because they, I just can't, I don't know. It seems incredibly far-fetched to me, but you know, you actually make a good point. And Brynn was putting those cameras, $50,000 cameras, little handheld cameras. That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those things are incredible. And movies, real movies are being made with those cameras. So they're legit and they're small. I don't, you know, the other thing could be maybe they had permits, but that the whole point was to shoot it guerrilla style. So it would have a totally different look from the rest of the television show. And maybe the neighbors weren't notified.
At least notify the police if you're not going to notify. You know, here's the thing, though. Everybody's got a gun these days. Like, that, you're taking an incredible chance having people with fake machine guns jumping out of an unmarked van screaming, "This is a robbery," on a road, on a street filled with stores.
I don't disagree, but when you live in a bubble, you can easily overlook the things that the rest of the world is...
I guess so.
Dealing with, and maybe they just were like, we're just trying to get our show done, dirt, you know, like they're not thinking outside of that. I don't know. I can't explain it. I'm surprised. No. People who make shows usually know all of the stuff.
Right. Here's another one. Can this possibly be true? It's not true, by the way. Brad Pitt is being sued for scamming a woman out of $40,000, in part by dangling the possibility of marriage in front of her. This lady's name is Kelly Christina, and she's a healthcare CEO from Plano, Texas. She says Brad contacted her 2 years ago to help him raise money for his Make It Right Foundation. That's a charity after Hurricane Katrina to help rebuild New Orleans.
Are we talking about just by email, the random, you know, apparently, please donate to...
She said he called.
And, oh, yeah. Himself.
Yes, Brad Pitt called this lady asking for money. And, you know, Katrina was years ago. Like, this is, she says 2 years ago, Brad Pitt called her, targeted her because she's a woman and she has money, I guess.
It's not a journey.
Okay.
Every journey ends, but we go on.
Okay. Thanks, Brad. She sent him over the past 2 years.
What else does he say?
World turns and we turn with it. Plans disappear. Dreams take over.
Did he just play that over the phone line? And she's all,
there you are.
Yeah. Oh, here I am.
My luck.
Hi.
My fate.
Is it fate?
My fortune.
This is...
inevitable.
Bro, is it? Oh, Brad. Over the last 2 years...
That is too good.
This lady has sent him over $40,000. With the agreement...
And what, now she wants it back? So you donated to charity, lady. What's your problem?
Yeah, that's not where she donated. Over 2 years, she sent him about $40,000, and she actually got an agreement from him that he would show up to do some fundraising events, and that was her first tip-off when he didn't show for these fundraising events. She says over the period of 2 years that they'd been talking, they developed a personal relationship that included discussions of marriage.
Well.
When he didn't show up for the charity appearance that he was supposed to do, she stopped sending Brad his money. And he ghosted her. And she is now suing him for $100,000. It's pretty obvious to everyone except this lady that she got scammed by an imposter. Brad's real lawyers, real Brad, his lawyers said, Brad's never heard of you.
Right.
She is still going ahead with her lawsuit against him, I guess, you know, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Well, I don't know what it costs to do what she's doing, but she's wasting even more money.
She is. And exposing her idiocy to the world. Oh, really? Brad Pitt called you with threats of marriage?
We've talked about this, though, many times. If you've ever been burned and really burned, really, really burned, it's humiliating that you fell for something that's like, it's
you're
only
so
on the other side that you realize and feel you do want justice of some kind because you just feel so stupid.
Yeah.
It happened to me.
You want justice for your own stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Which is extra stupid. Is that the lady? Oh, she's attractive.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not Brad Pitt standards, but...
Come on.
Oh, look at her. She's a lovely lady from Plano, Texas.
She looks very nice.
She's a white lady.
The answer is
no.
I'd say
early 40s, bleach blonde hair, evening wear. Yeah, you know, look. Lipstick a little too dark. Anyway, there's that.
Again, the answer is no.
Oh, make the answer be yes. It's inevitable. Larry David, co-creator of Seinfeld and of his own show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, has married his girlfriend. Her name is Ashley Underwood. He was, let's see, he's 73. I don't see her age here, but I'm going to say she looks mid-40s to me.
Oh, nice score. Yeah, hey, does he have kids?
He does. He's got two daughters.
Oh, the kids hate her guts.
Well, maybe. It's his second marriage.
She just got all of their inheritance. That is terrible.
And any kids she has, they're going to have to split it up. It's his second marriage. Although he has tons of money, I'm sure everyone's like, yeah, there's plenty to share.
With any luck.
Because you know how people are with money. They're like, let's just share that.
With any luck, there was already stuff in place for his kids so that they're taken care of and that they can like her. Because if he didn't do that, then they have to hate her.
Well, they might have to hate her anyway. You know, people
that
need to be
loyal to
their mom.
You guess how much his net worth is?
I'll say $300 million.
Mm, close. Vinny?
$250.
$950 million.
Whoa.
The Seinfeld fortune is bigger than we even knew. Wow.
Damn.
Well, so that's, I mean, in my mind, I'm thinking those kids are sitting there going, that's our money. As soon as dad passes, that's ours.
I want my $500 million, not my $250 million when they have two more kids. So it's his second marriage. He was married to environmental activist Lori David for 14 years. He wasn't married to that chick Cheryl on his show, which is weird. They were a pretty good match right until they broke up. They broke up in 2007, and they have two daughters, Cassie, who's 26, and Romy, who's 24. So they're grown women. So congratulations to Larry David and Ashley Underwood. They're married now. Oh, there's a picture. Yeah, she's cute. Big boobs.
Where do you see your boobs?
Well, I'm looking at the picture on my computer screen. He's not
I
showing.
I can't see any boobs.
Find the picture of.
Find her boobs. Hold on.
Yeah, find her boobs, would you? Let's end this segment with some boobs.
By the way, you know, I am raising two girls, and the things that are coming up through regular conversation. So I was talking last night about. We went for a drive, and I said, oh, you know, when I was in seventh or eighth grade, I dressed as a girl. For Halloween, and my daughter starts going, asking me questions, and I'm thinking, this is harmless, right?
Sure.
But what she gets to is, you know, what did you do? And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, spit it out. She goes, well, how did you do your front?
And I go, your wiener or your boobs?
Well, I put on a bra, and I filled the bra, and she's like, well, what did you make? How did you make your nipples? And I'm sitting here like someone's on a discovery mission to start filling her fake.
That is hilarious.
I'm sitting there going, I can't believe this kid is just.
Well, she makes boobs in her room. You've shown
I know.
Us. She's
but
into
I,
boobs. What's
I thought
the big deal?
We moved on from that. And
no,
the truth is
we never will.
Just, no.
Girls appreciate the female form as much as boys do. I like a good set of boobs. That's the first thing I looked at. I went, well, she is well endowed.
Right.
This Lori Underwood or whatever.
I'll look her up on my own time. Ashley I Underwood. Guess you couldn't find him.
He put one up there, but I don't see any bikini
covered.
Shots of her. Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to find.
But she is filling that dress out nicely, Ben.
All right.
Anyway, what's coming up in the news?
Well, as I told you earlier, I went on a couple missions over vacation, and people are still doing stuff. Like,
what?
We're the only ones hiding in our houses. So I'll tell you about dating and threesome and more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.